Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your infinite, great, wonderful love power that you didn't need us to make this world and make it so beautiful and everything in order. You just made us to fellowship with you as children and then just grow up into the wonderful love plan that you had for us, as we saw in Adam. That was a heart you had for Adam and Eve, and we know they turned away and they fell. But thank you, Lord, for your great love that has moved in Jesus and has restored us to the fullness of your love plan, where we can rest in your rest, in you knowing what is best for us, for our family, for the world, and for everyone. Thank you, Lord, as we look here and we see the picture of what you had in your heart for the Jews, and the Jews that didn't see this and turned aside into pride, into the flesh, into arrogance outside of you, and they were destroyed. So thank you, Lord, we realize we must cease from our own works, believe in your love for us and rest in it, and then we will see your great salvation. So thank you, Lord, to keep us from not falling, keep us looking to you, keep working in our hearts to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Your will be done for us and for each and every person on this earth and for this beautiful earth and every creature in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 6 to 12. The same thing could happen to us. We must be on guard so that we never get caught up in wanting our own way as they did. And we must not turn our religion into a circus as they did. First the people parted and then they threw a dance. We must not be sexually promiscuous. They paid for that, remember, with 23,000 deaths in one day. We must never try to get Christ to serve us instead of us serving him. They tried it, and God launched an epidemic of poisonous snakes. We must be careful not to stir up discontent. Discontent destroyed them. These are all warning markers. Danger. In our history books written down so that we don't repeat their mistakes. Our positions in the story are parallel. They are at the beginning, we at the end, and we are just as capable of messing it up as they were. Don't be so naive and self-confident. You're not exempt. You could fall flat on your face as easily as anyone else. Forget about self-confidence. It's useless. Cultivate God confidence.
Hallelujah. I just woke up this morning and I just thought about, you know, this beautiful world was put together by God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and they didn't need any help in making this beauty available for mankind, because mankind is their children. I love the picture there where the Godhead speak there and they say, come, let us make man in our image and our likeness. So we know we the God kind, we come from them. And so we see the problem there is that Adam and Eve turned aside from this wonderful God, this wonderful family, and that's where the problem came. And then we've got this picture here of God's heart for the Jewish people. His plan for the Jewish people were complete. He wanted them out of Egypt, out of the world system at that time, and he wanted them to know him, and they would get to know him by listening to him and following him, following the cloud, abiding under the cloud by day and following the fire at night. And that way they would wake up then to their God and to who they really are. And the plan was to go into the wonderful plan that he had in mind, that they had in mind. And so that's a parallel of exactly what has happened now in Jesus. Jesus has fixed up the mess. The falling from the glory, Jesus has dealt with that and restored us to the glory, to the goodness of walking with God and staying in tune with Him on a daily basis. So this is the whole thing. We've got to know that God has got the best intention in mind, is big enough to bring it to pass, and just all He wants and our part is just to flow together with Him. Let that rivers of living water flow in our hearts, to our minds, to our soul, and then out into the world. So it's all about resting, ceasing from our own labors and enter into the rest. And the rest is God's plan. The rest is God's understanding of what's the best for us and for every person and for every nation and for this whole world and all that is in it. Every creature has a place. Every creature, everything on this earth has purpose, a godly destiny. So this is the whole thing. Just as in the desert there, the people that didn't want God, didn't want His will, His way, and His truth, they the people that perished. And so we can see those that fall outside of the glory, outside of the goodness of God, it's the carnal, it's the unspiritual, it's the selfish, it's the prideful. And so we can see those are the things, just as here with the picture we've been reading about this morning, the Israelites, is when you're not going to rest in your God, look to your God, listen to your God, be obedient to your God, you are putting yourself outside this wonderful, beautiful covenant. I love it in other translations. This Message translation explains it beautiful. But I love another translation. Most of the other translations says, to you who have come to the end of the ages. What's the end of the ages? Eternity. The God quality of life. And that's where we need to be in tune with God and just stay in His leading. Stay in faith. The righteous live by faith. And then we can be confident. But it goes on to say, take heed lest you fall. And then it goes on. God didn't want Adam and Eve to fall. He doesn't want anyone to fall. He desires all to be saved and come to a knowledge of Him. So coming to a knowledge of Him is being saved and then spending, hearing what He's got to say and letting that keep you. Not deception, not lies, not carnality, not selfishness. So the whole understanding there is so we don't fall if we keep our eyes on the Lord. And then tomorrow I'm going into verse 13 and on, and we can just see there. God wants His children to wake up. He wants His children to stand. He wants His children to shine. Why? Because He wants to back them up. He wants to witness that we are His children. He wants to witness with signs and wonders that His glorious love and plan upon our lives, upon the believer's life, so that the world can wake up, that people can come out of darkness into this marvelous light. So it's about staying in this marvelous light, staying in this marvelous covenant, and pushing on, shining in this marvelous covenant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.